So we're currently limbering up for the 2012 Olympic Games, like everyone else in London. And our contribution to the Cultural Olympiad will be something around the way other cultures are represented in English homes. So what we asked the students to do was to look at the plants that have either come with people or which people in England have embraced from foreign lands, to work on that a bit and pull forward some interpretation that could remind people of the richness of English gardens, and they did a wonderful job.
In the period gardens of the Jeffrey Museum, visitors can walk through garden history. From the Elizabethan knot garden to the informal Edwardian garden, such gardens seem a familiar part of the English landscape.
It's a really good experience of putting all the theory into practice, because, you know, university is a lot of theory, but you don't actually get to properly go and experience all these things.
We tried for ages to come up for a name. I just kind of sprung to my mind. The green room is quite fitting. It fits in with the Jeffrey, since it has period room exhibitions. There's different rooms in the museum that cover different time periods. It's also working in with the theatre elements, and that it's a place for relaxation and just a place to kind of chill out.
They're decorating the flower pots with pens and flowers and things.
I made this is because I just like doing lots of art, and I like doing it for my homework, because I'm going to take it into my school and show it to my class.
Oh, you've got the trail as well. You're right. You're going to go out of the garden now.
A child could learn about different countries while staying in very tiny space. And I could say, actually, these plants came from India or came from Italy.
I learned so much, actually.
It's really great to be able to come in to the museum, and we just kind of work with the learning department, and just to be able to talk to them directly about what we're working on and have them kind of sign off on different parts of the project. It's nice to see what professionals actually think about your work, and it's nice to see it actually being used in museums.
They've taken us through every stage, checked over what we've done, made suggestions about things we could do differently, things we can improve. It's nice to actually see it all come to fruition and watch them go around the garden and complete the trail, and actually know that the work you've done is appreciated, because I've really enjoyed doing it.
Going to really just put it in a small pot and then water it.
So get a plant to take home, well, seeds, and they have to like look after them.
Stick some of them stuff in, leave it out on the windowsill so the sunshine shines. We've done it 3 times already.
You did it.
Oh,
wow.
I done the them one.
Green spaces in general, they're just great to, you know, break up the urban kind of landscape. I mean, I come from near New York City, which, I mean, it does have Central Park, but aside from that, it's very, you know, it's just very grey and very tall, and it's very kind of intimidating. And London, I love, because you just stumble across these little pockets of green spaces that are just, it's a nice kind of break from the rush of everything else.
My brothers, and that's my sisters with the grass there.
Well, the garden here means everything to me. I've been very, very focused on it for a long time. I've been at the Jeffrey for almost 20 years. And for most of that time, I have been thinking about ways to incorporate the garden into our day-to-day museum life, to use it for teaching, for pleasure, for relaxation, to get more visitors using both the front and the back.